Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Wednesday, the 10th day of July, 2013, and McClatchy, I saw this a few days ago, but it's finally broken big today, and we mentioned it yesterday. McClatchy uncovers Obama's insider threat program, and the manual is all public. It says, is someone having trouble at home? Is someone asking questions? Is someone taking vacations? Basically, everyone is an inside threat, but the global offshore banks that have hijacked the entire government and are overthrowing the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everyone is a threat, but the actual threat. And this is what the NSA basically spends most of its time doing, is making sure that people in government, but also in private industry, aren't able to stop government narcotics trafficking operations, murder teams, you name it, they're running it. The NSA is there to protect the criminal globalists that have hijacked America and the world, period. I mean, I told you 2 years ago that the Stuxnet virus was launched by the people that run the U.S. and Israel, and then now Snowden has leaked those documents. Of course it was launched by the West against Iran. And, of course, they're trying to use Stuxnet to pass cybersecurity that's already in place. Kind of like there's already FEMA camps, but they've reintroduced this year the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that just expands it all and has it go public. This is how they operate. So we're going to be breaking all of that down here today on the main broadcast and going over it. Because even though this is old news to our audience, now people are finally ready to hear about it. And I've told my researchers and writers, go back to all the FBI bulletins of the last decade where they say talking on a cell phone, having a baby carriage, being a priest, wearing blue jeans, being rude to police, being nice to police, taking photos of anything, being a vegetarian. There are hundreds of these bulletins put out a year where everyone's a terrorist. How about work for offshore above-the-law banks that have diplomatic immunity that are looting country and offshoring jobs and paying $21 billion to ship General Motors to China? How about spies on the people illegally? How about has federalized police and turned them into a paramilitary force with hundreds of taser deaths a year, now with the police doing proctology exams without warrants on the side of the highway? What about takes a page from every dictatorship in history and integrates it into a high-tech takeover? How about see that say something? How about tries to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution? How about some manuals on that? No, the manuals instead say, makes frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. That's a FBI training manual from 15 years ago. And they have more modern ones that say, is sweating. Can you imagine sweating? My goodness. Oh, by the way, it was in the New York Daily News and New York Post a few days ago. The police came and they said, look, it doesn't matter if we let you into the country club and you were outside quietly on a patio breastfeeding with a napkin over your kid's head, your six-month-old baby. You could be a terrorist. Oh, yes, breastfeeding is terrorism. Everything's terrorism, but black armored vehicles, black helicopters, any excuse to lock down whole cities, confiscate firearms, mega banks caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money publicly. Nobody gets in trouble. Our government in our name killing over a million Iraqis, lying about WMDs, funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, engaged in every known crime there is. None of that's a threat, though. No. It's whistleblowers who might expose the rampant, criminal, hardcore, pervert, sicko, filthy, degenerate crew of murderous scum that run the federal government.
Introducing Pro One, all all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Wednesday, already the 10th day of July 2013. And a lot of what we're going to cover today, I have been covering over and over again ad nauseum for a very long time. But now because it's mainstream news and we have more details, finally people may actually listen and understand what we're facing as a society. But coming up in the second hour today, I'm going to get into not the big stories that are out there about how the feds are spying on each other, but the hundreds of Communities Against Terrorism, Department of Justice, FBI flyers that are put out each year where they list pregnant women wearing blue jeans, having a cell phone, saying hi to the police, paying for anything including coffee with cash as a reason to call the FBI. And we're going to be going over this in detail, so that you understand they want you to trust no one. Everyone is suspect. Everyone is guilty until proven slave. never innocent, except for the occupied federal government, who is openly run by really four, but you can count two sub-banks, but six global private banks that openly brag they've captured Europe and the United States completely and are going to end the free market and bankrupt everyone but themselves as a tool of political control. The only economy will be the mega state and the select corporations that control it. This is the open statement, the open plan of the New World Order. And again, how did I know all this was coming? Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I could see the common sense. Most of this was public when I first got on air 18 years ago. I then got, as the FBI would call, radicalized very quickly by actually going and watching federal drills and military drills where the enemy was the proto-Tea Party, role players wearing overalls and John Deere caps, simply saying, we'd like freedom. We don't want to have our farms taken. We don't want to turn our guns in. And they practice mowing you down. The Army and the Marines, I've made four police state films. It's all on tape. They practice mowing you down, murdering you and your family. 24/7, they're training for absolute criminal evil takeover in this country. And it's built and built and built. You know, in the old days, if they had UN troops in Louisiana to do a drill with people saying, I'm an American, you can't come to my house and take the guns. The military people videotaping that, the U.S. Army and Marines being trained, would freak out and leak the video. They leaked it to the militia in 93, 94, 95, and the top general, you know, that footage is out there. Cooperative Nugget, just search it, it's out there. Clips of it are in my films. And the generals are, you are the forces of the New World Order. We are bringing in global government. Hoorah! And you're just like, whoa. And then you come and warn people, and they're like, that video couldn't be real. Our military isn't doing that. Russian troops, Chinese troops, Israeli troops, French troops, Dutch troops, UK troops, Australian troops, Canadian troops, Mexican troops, all on video, official operations. And let me tell you, you show up to these, and even though they're supposedly press can be there, because, well, at first they were secret, but the videos would leak. Then they would put on kind of public ones. But then I would go with the citizen tour instead of the media tour, and then they would find me and throw me out, and that's on tape in places like Oakland, where they would let me film an interrogation of, like, where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the gun? In San Francisco. And, okay, and what militia are you with? And then all of a sudden they'd have the Marine civilian PR guy, who was really a sheet-dip Marine, you know, jump out and go, Jones, get out of here! Just turning red at me. You ain't supposed to see this! Oh, I know I'm not. Training for illegal open war with the American people. Now it's all out in the open. Now it's in Army times. Now it's in Stars and Stripes. Yeah, the Army and Marines will be armed, and they're going to be on streets near you to keep you safe from the terror threat. And it's not Al-Qaeda anymore. Why, they're the good guys, we're told. They're on active duty under the Pentagon and under NATO all over the world, just in giant mass murder operations. They publicly got caught in one of the cities filming how they were going to release chemical weapons a year ago. And so now it's come out in mainstream news that indeed they launched the chemical attacks and it was a false flag to blame the Syrians. Of course it was. They don't even hide this stuff. CNN, you know, will have a feed and accidentally go to the cut where the guy's going, are you ready for me to stage the shooting? And they're like, oh, hold on, we'll go back to you in a moment. I mean, this is the stuff they do. This is how dumb they think you are. They do Sandy Hook feeds on blue screens. They did that back in the first Gulf War, claiming they were in Kuwait on rooftops and in Jerusalem on rooftops, and didn't even change the set. One day they're in Kuwait, same set. Next day they're in Jerusalem, same set, with a fake palm tree and a blue screen behind them. And then it's admitted it's fake. It's all a big joke on you. By an occupation force. So I'm going to get into all of these flyers and some of the past articles we've written about it, because now the public's ready to hear it isn't just the federal government that's got 500-page documents out we're going to be going over today and 230-page documents saying everything suspicious, trust no one, and anyone that even tries to report corruption is a terrorist. How do you think they're going to have this takeover? They arrest people that report illegal torturing and don't arrest the torturers. They arrest people that report white slavery operations, that's sex slavery, including children. They arrest people that report millions missing here or billions missing there in different federal bureaucracies. It was $2.3 trillion missing the day before September 11th. The Associated Press ran a report on that. $2 trillion plus missing over a decade. Gee, you think there might be a little bit of corruption going on? And just as our amazing insider, Wayne Madsen, said on this show 5 years ago, the NSA is there to spy on the NSA and the rest of the government. And all that we're seeing is the mainlining of the Stasi society. And I've got to hear talk show hosts everywhere. I monitored three different shows this morning, actually four different shows technically. I monitored four different shows this morning when I went for a jog, and then when I did an errand, and when I drove into work. San Antonio, Dallas, and then two shows in Austin. And the host were trying on all the shows to defend the government spying, and almost all the callers were calling in saying, this is a witch hunt, they're persecuting people that blow the whistle, Snowden's a hero, this is because the government's been taken over by criminal interest, this is like Soviet Russia, this is like Nazi Germany, you know, why was it bad in those countries, but why are we saying it's good? Exactly. We've never had cops, even with warrants, stick their hands inside women on the side of the road. We've never had them do it on top of it without warrants, but they just say, it's what we do now, it's what we do now. We've never had them with rubber stamp fake warrants or no warrants take blood on the side of the road, but they do it now. They're in our business. They're in our lives. I mean, I see, no exaggeration, I was thinking about it, probably five times the cops driving down the road that I saw when I was in college. Twice what I saw just a few years ago. And man, they're writing tickets. They're pulling over the truck drivers. They're, because they're told you get this money in. And now cops are paid like $100,000 in most cities. I mean, there's not going to be factory jobs. There's not going to be jobs. There's going to be jobs running the takedown of America. And they're going to find people that want the power trip and who want the money. And they're coming for us and they're not going to stop. You understand, they've been training to kick in our doors and take our guns and take us to FEMA camps for a long, long, long time. And now you're just seeing the mainlining of it. But the good news is the people are waking up to this nightmare. And we've got to awaken to just how horrible we've gotten and repent as a nation for all the whitewashing and rationalizing and excuses that we put up with. Oh, that's not really a baby. Well, why was it a baby before 1973 and Roe v. Wade? Why was it always considered evil before? Why was eugenics considered evil before, but now it's back in style with the trendies? Why was warrantless spying known to be evil? Why was all this known as the bad? Because it's always horrible. Once it starts, it gets worse and worse. Of course it's being used, as is now coming out, to blackmail members of Congress and members of Parliament in the UK. Of course it's being used. Of course the cloakroom is spied on by the Justice Department, totally illegally. They spy on the Congress. They use that dirt. Of course now it's going to be a reign of terror with the mail delivery people and the bureaucrats all being spied on by political operatives above them. And you're all going to have to wear GPS on your belt. And you're all going to be called in and asked if you're loyal and that you can't be trusted. We're all going into bondage. It's going to be a living hell. They're putting this grid in place because they are on record saying they're going to artificially bankrupt everybody so that you have to go on the dole. You'll work for the government, you'll work for government contracts, or you'll be like the 101 million Americans on food assistance. 101 plus million. But it's 101,500,000. And in 5 years, it'll be 200 mil. They're not going to stop. They are shutting everything down. They are shutting the factories, the coal mines, the industries. Everything will be shut down.
They will shut it all down till it all goes bankrupt, and they'll buy it all up for nothing, and you'll lick their boots thanking them for whatever crumbs you get, unless you fully awaken and admit this country's been taken over.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
A double-blind study showed that individuals with abdominal obesity who took 300 milligrams of this one supplement for 8 weeks had a significant reduction in abdominal body fat and body weight. Those who took the supplement lost 5 times the amount from their waistline compared to those who took a placebo. Find out what supplement it is and the best source of it by calling and listening to this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
I think now listeners understand, who've been tuning in for 10, 15 years, many of you, why I get so upset. I've got children. I've decided to take on people that I know are carrying out all different forms of violence, economic, cultural, physical against us, and who enjoy it, and who everywhere they get full control generally kill about half the population. When they get control in Latin America, they get control in Africa, the globalists do. When they get control of the Middle Eastern country, they will even when they take control non-militarily, they will shut off the electricity and shut the water off. And I just don't think the public is ready to come to grips with what you're facing here. I mean, I see them. I see the bars of the cage being built. I know who the globalists are. I've read their books. I've read their publications. I've shown them to you. I've made award-winning films warning you. And, I mean, I'm here telling you, folks, these are the people that wound up Hitler. These people make Adolf Alois Hitler look like a choir boy. And I mean it when I say that. And I get chills when I say that. You know, if someone kills you and takes 50 years of your life, let's say if you were 25, or someone kills you a year before you were going to die when you're 76 years old, it's still murder, isn't it? And they know what the bisphenol A does. They know what the hydrofluorosilicic acid does. They know what all of it does to you. On record, they brag about it. And it's taking, in many of the numbers that are out there, we've had medical doctors on, broke down the Harvard studies, you name it. There's a cocktail of things, 15, 20, 30 years. DU, they estimate, takes about 30 years off your life if you have moderate exposure, light exposure, 15, 20 years. But you're going to have debilitating lung problems, kidney problems, bladder problems. It precipitates out in those areas. That the former head of the Army Pentagon DU program, physicist and doctor on, Dr. Doug Roeke, over and over again about it. And I just think about how they're murdering us and how it's real funny to them. And the childlike public just toddles around as the evil is just rolled out and is just publicly announced. And we're all under a eugenics program that's incremental. And it's so hard to resist something that's incremental. I mean, I sit here intellectually, calmly knowing and studying this as they spray barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and radioactive isotopes on us. And the Department of Energy geoengineering program is admitted, but the details are classified. And then you realize why I'm upset. And that's why they want to be able to imprison an Air Force whistleblower we have on, who comes on and says, I was over toxic materials at this Air Force base, and they list the Air Force base, and there was tons of the different radioactive isotopes and other things brought in, exactly as the scientists have warned, to be mixed with the jet fuel, to be aerosolized and sprayed. That's Pulitzer Prize-winning level stuff on the show with the documents, and it's not even a news issue. Because, I mean, how is the mainstream media going to cover something like that? How are they going to cover that most of the GMO food crops grow their own pesticide that kills lab animals that eat it and is designed to kill insects? For the insects, most insects won't even eat the BT corn and the BT other varieties. And I know I've got stacks of news, and I go right back to that because that's what's at the heart of all of this. That's where all of this goes, is this classically authoritarian society run by criminal offshore banks that are robbing all of us publicly and now grabbing private accounts and not even getting in trouble all over the world, MF Global, here in the U.S. and Europe, Cyprus, and it's going to get worse. When we come back, Adam Kokesh, hours after he was on the nightly news last night, in fact, he was raided right after his interview aired on the nightly news. I guess they were watching and waiting. Adam Kokesh, his last interview is up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com, left-hand side, under the Washington Post article. It has photos that they tweeted out, and they sent in two helicopters, several armored vehicles, and reportedly now over 100 federal police, including park police, over one slave daring to go into the imperial capital and loading a shotgun, while a bunch of foreign banks with nuclear weapons are in control of the country. The image of one man with a shotgun sent them into convulsions of a tyrannical hate. They reportedly also brutalizing. They want to show him what a little slave he is. They reportedly knocked him upside the head as well to show them this country's theirs. So roll your sleeves up and get ready for some cancer virus.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Breaking news now out of Virginia. U.S. Park Police, along with Herndon Police, served a former Marine with a search warrant. Investigators want to know if Adam Kokesh broke D.C. law when he filmed this video of himself loading a shotgun in Freedom Plaza in Northwest. Kokesh released the video July 4th. Fox 5's Lauren DeMarco is live in Herndon, Virginia tonight with the late breaking details. Lauren?
Well, Sean, Herndon Police working with U.S. Park Police this evening here in this community. It is still an active scene. It's along Winter Haven Place at Snowflake Court, and officials are here to serve a search warrant at the home of Adam Kokesh, a political activist who made big headlines on the 4th of July. He planned a gun rights rally and had been encouraging others to join him in a march from Virginia to D.C. with loaded guns. Kokesh canceled the rally and it never took place, but he posted a video online which was apparently recorded at Freedom Plaza. The former Marine appears to load red shells into a pump-action shotgun, describing himself as part of the final American revolution.
Imagine
Kokesh has
an American
who is on his way back to the house this evening when he saw police had blocked the street.
Acting like this.
He says he is a political activist as well.
He deserves the death penalty.
Kokesh's actions.
The point is, we have the right to bear arms in all states. We shouldn't set standards of laws by imaginary borders, imaginary lines called borders. Because in the state of Virginia is an open carry state where you can legally open carry, but in a district of criminals, the only people allowed to walk with firearms are the criminals themselves.
Now, D.C. residents can have a rifle or shotgun registered at their home, but there are rules for transporting those firearms. And police say that Kokesh, what he did was illegal. He could face up to 5 years in federal prison. But again, right now, we're told that police are issuing a search warrant. It's not clear whether they plan to take
all right, folks.
Custody or whether they have taken.
So there is the foaming at the mouth media. We actually have all the details up at InfoWars.com, the photos, the videos, everything sent to us by his crew, who we're going to have pop in later in the next hour. In fact, the gentleman you saw, that's one of his producers right there who was on the local news, they're charging him, they're saying, with having a firearm with drugs, being the devilish marijuana. One of the few products the government does not ship in. They ship in the heroin, the cocaine, they push the Ritalin class drugs, the Prozac class drugs, the Adderall speed, the deadly synthetic speed and hallucinogens on your children 24/7 at the government brainwashing camps. In between the days, they have the kids come and learn how to cross-dress at age 5 and learn how to perform oral sex at age 7 at the public schools there at the pedophile training centers on record. And then you have the pedophile training TV shows teaching the kids how to be sexual at age 5 as well. But the pedophile forces are very, very upset that you would have a slave in the District of Evil dare to load a shotgun. This is an abomination in land of the abortion, home of the low IQ, in the land of the surveilled, home of the coward. It is just blasphemy that he would dare do this. So they reportedly had now more numbers are coming out. First, it was 2 helicopters and 2 armored vehicles. Now it's 5 armored vehicles, over 100 armed police, 2 different federal agencies with their local minions following behind them, worshiping them. And kicking down the door, throwing flashbangs on them, then beating up Kokesh and stomping around, ransacking things. Because they all watch Hollywood movies, and that's how the tough guys are. In the new Hollywood movie, CIA comes to your house and kills your kids. And that's good. So, see, they're normalizing it, and every show is nothing but SWAT teams constantly raiding everyone so that you just expect that. Like, you don't go outside and see birds on the power line. You go out and see SWAT teams. And so it's just what we do in America. And we have the biggest prison population and all the rest of it. So just imagine, in the country where they abort a couple million babies a year, including 9-month-old babies that, they have trouble holding down while they chop them up with meat cleavers. Sorry if you don't want to hear that. I mean, that's what goes on. Cram them down toilets, and sometimes they keep them alive and sell them for medical experiments. By the way, I told you a long time ago that when you go into the hospital in a car wreck, and you go into the major hospitals, especially big city-run charity hospitals that are actually Rockefeller-controlled, most of them are, by tax-free foundations, they're actually profit hospitals, but they call themselves charities, you're dead. The healthier you are, they're going to do a blood test, you're dead. You're dead. ABC News, patient wakes up as doctors get ready to remove organs. The nurses all said she's alive. She's got response, her brain waves, everything's fine. She's got a drug overdose of prescription pills. We need to administer charcoal, but the heads of the hospital said no. They said get them in there and get those organs. My dad told me when I was 15 years old, going and doing driver safety, he said, you don't sign that organ donor card. And I said, why, Dad? My dad was an oral surgeon and dentist, and back then he would volunteer. He got paid to do it, but he would volunteer to be the guy to call the wired jaws at 3 a.m. after car wrecks and things, and he worked in the biggest hospitals. He just said, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to leave it at this. Don't sign it. You're healthy. You're young. If you go in there with any kind of trauma, a lot of these hospitals will put you under and take your organs. I told this story for 18 years on air. And then it was probably, 5 years later, because we moved to Austin by then, and I was visiting my grandparents. I used to go there and eat dinner with them on Sunday. I go to church with them sometimes, too. My grandmother would make me dinner every Sunday evening. I'm a type of nerd, terrorist, square. I go eat with grandma. And we watched 60 Minutes where they admitted hospitals in Dallas and Chicago were killing people in assembly lines to get their organs. And here's just another one. And, of course, this is a whitewash, too. It's like the feds are investigating, and it's all because the nurses threw fits and blew the whistle. So now the feds are going, we're just going to check the bioethics procedures and why the mistake was made. They're there, wink, wink. Good job, doctors. Wink, wink. We're here to find out why this happened. And, of course, it's come out in Austin 4 or 5 times, I remember, in the last decade, that they kill you at these hospitals, and they take everything. In fact, a lot of times they'll try to keep you alive quietly while they're busy selling off different parts. That's how they got caught last time. And just like most of the food's fake, most of the meat isn't beef, most of the fish isn't even fish. It's all fake. It's all fraud. It's all lies. We've decided to go into a criminal culture. And so we're going to collapse. That's how it works. When the radiation clouds that are still raining down on us from Japan, the trade winds blow right across, as well as the jet stream above it, they just raise the level of the isotopes between 25 and 20,000+ times, depending on the isotope. Look it up at the Environmental Protection Agency. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, Fukushima boss hailed as hero dies. Maso Yoshida, who led the 50-man suicide team, as they were called, in to try to dump concrete and other things in on top of the gas clouds so that it wouldn't rain down on us. Well, he never got thanks here in America because they wouldn't even admit radiation clouds were coming down. He and most of his team have now died 2 years later, and he died yesterday. But, hey, you know what? Ann Coulter said the Japanese that radiation's good for you, they should be thankful. I told Ann, hey, honey, why don't you go over there and volunteer, to go in there and wallow around in the plutonium reactor. The most deadly type there is, the most nauseous. And, of course, all over Japan, children are dropping dead because it'll cause a cardiac response, basically, where children go around. First, their gums bleed. They bleed out of their intestines. And then they go to the doctors, and they keep it quiet and say, yeah, it's probably radiation poisoning. The butterflies are dying. The bees are dying. The birds are dying all over the country in many areas. And the children are dropping dead all over the country because they've got youth on their side, but they finally just drop dead of heart attacks. And so what if your teeth are falling out and blood's coming out? I mean, it's loving. You ought to be thankful. Like Ann Coulter said, that's the New World Order spirit right there. The Japanese ought to pay General Electric billions of dollars for the gift of the Fountain of Youth, the 5 reactors that blew up or partially blew up, and that are still smoking deadly plutonium uranium particles into the atmosphere that are being picked up by other particula and brought over here as little hot particle gifts. Because the background radiation was already double in the northern hemisphere from all the nuclear testing. Now they say it's doubled again. You can look that up. It's doubled again since Fukushima. That is, by some comparisons, between 70 and 100. It varies. But top nuclear physicists we've had on, 70, 100 times what happened at Chernobyl. Why not? I mean, the radiation of DU is good for the troops. The Army wouldn't allow it to be used prior to 1990. But see, a magic trendy wand was waved Fluoride's good for you. DU's good for you. Uranium's good for you. Plutonium's good for you. That's why they add it to the water supplies in most water districts. You don't just get fluoride. You get hundreds of other things like lead, mercury, arsenic, radon scale, all these other uranium, all these other goodies. And these are goodies. It's fun to start bleeding in your urine and go in and learn you got a big tumor in your kidney or in your bladder, and to go and have it chopped out and go through 2 years of chemotherapy and surgeries and then die and go into a coffin. It's fun. Party time. It's fun to have the NSA spying on us. Party time. It's fun to have over 100 federal troops and 4 or 5 armored vehicles and 2 helicopters go in, and Kokesh was reportedly sitting on the couch after an hour of them tearing it apart and asked to be able to urinate, so they punched him in the face and then kicked him to the floor. Good. Good. I mean, that's what you do in Fallujah. That's what Kokesh witnessed in Fallujah, was killing civilians is what made him wake up. How dare him? How dare line him up like an Iraqi and splatter his guts all over the wall? Woo! This is the time of evil. Abort babies. Partial birth. Yeah! Yeah! Bless us with radiation. Bless us. Bless us, New World Order. We love the curses. Thank you. What they chant? Hundreds of Democrats down at the Capitol from different angles, as pro-lifers had their designated time in the open rotunda to pray. They chanted "Hail Satan" and ran around in circles with their tongues hanging out. Go watch the video. Just tongues hanging out, saying "Hail Satan." And let me tell you something: Satan hears your prayers and is going to rip your guts out and just torture you and drag you through the dirt 100 times worse than you've done the innocent. Because God will just step back and go, okay, you want Satan? Here, have your devil. Have your devil. Enjoy it. I hope you like it. Because God says, vengeance is mine. And the wicked beg to be torn limb from limb. They beg to die slowly. And you will. You will die miserable, horrible, painful deaths in your deceit. USA, yeah, give me some USA. Or is that some of their Hail Satan chanting? Because you're going to trust the system and go to it as they kill you slowly and suck everything out of you. Do you hear that? That's not even one of the really good ones. We got like 5 in there. You got them where they run right up to the camera and say, Hail Satan. You got to listen carefully and watch their mouths as they ring around the Christians saying the Hail Satan. We'll cue that up during a break and get the one. So what happens is we loaded it with a bunch of bad ones, and then I went out yesterday and we found the good one. Continuing here, you do have some of the more audible ones. Well, sure, let's play that little jewel then for people. Look at those evil Christians praying lovingly and compassionately for children. By people saying Hail Satan, and then she runs into the camera through the police with her tongue hanging out. Hear him, Hail Satan, Hail Satan. Hail Satan. Oh man, I tell you, don't want to be her. That's all I can say. Wow. These people talk about it, too. I've seen them on YouTube and everywhere going, I love it. I love the evil that's going to happen. Okay, well, guess you have it coming now. And, you know, what I'm here to do is to try to shock you with the reality of what we're going through here. Because this is how evil works. People get into a normalcy bias where they will put up with anything. And I'm here desperately trying to awaken the sleeping giant, going, wake up, wake up, wake up. This is not good. Do the D.C. police go and gangbangers every day rob and shoot people? No, they have one of the highest crime rates in the world. Are people safe in Mexico where they've taken all the guns? The answer is no. It has the highest crime rate for a country in the world. We have a few cities that beat them per capita, Chicago, D.C., where you have the police dressed up like Latin American dictators, you know, in these fancy military outfits that look like North Korean dictator outfits, all with their weapons, their helicopters, their tanks, freaking out if a slave dare load a shotgun. I mean, just think about what these people are doing to all of us. Think about how pathetic as a culture we've gotten, and admit that it's wrong. Oh, Adam Kokesh has been charged with possessing hallucinogenic mushrooms. Oh, how horrible. How evil. And who knows if it's even true. And then that's how they're getting the gun charge on Adam Kokesh. Hallucinogenic mushrooms and marijuana. But if you want to give little kids age 2 Prozac-type drugs and antipsychotics that are, according to every medical doctor we've talked to, much more serious than even mushrooms. Well, then, that's a good humanitarian thing to do, because that's something controlled by the big pharmaceutical companies, the same ones that put HIV and hepatitis in the blood products for you and your family. Again, just look at the legions of examples of secret testing, all the rest of it. When we come back, though, when we come back, you know, as I promised, I'm going to get into the government openly announcing a spy state, telling the feds to all spy on each other. Does somebody take vacations? Does somebody volunteer for jobs? Oh, yeah, that's a sure time. I thought that's a sign for promotion. Well, the federal government, that's not. That's a sign you're an extremist. But then, why is everybody upset? The big next national news story, people finally had their conscience shocked by this, is the hundreds of FBI training flyers that we've written about where they say paying for coffee with cash is an act of suspicious pro-terrorism behavior or wearing blue jeans. So we're going to put those articles back out and hopefully wake some people up jumping.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out SimpliSafe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but SimpliSafe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimpliSafe.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
conscience. What won't we put up with? Everything the government's doing is illegitimate and illegal. They're robbing $85 billion a month in QE3 and giving it to foreign banks. They've already looted most of the federal pension funds on record. They're already telling federal workers you're going to get an IOU. Do you idiots understand they want to bring the tyranny in so they can implode everything? Liberty created the prosperity. But they've got so many people scared in the federal government. That's what all this announcement is. They've had this for decades, this spying on federal employees and going after whistleblowers. But Obama has persecuted, not prosecuted, persecuted with his prosecutions, more legitimate whistleblowers, mainline news even admits, than all presidents before him combined. They wouldn't arrest somebody that blew the whistle on illegal money laundering or torture in the past. You'd get it a medal if your supervisors, you know, were doing something, you blow the whistle. They're going after law-abiding citizens that do their duty. If you know a crime's being committed and you don't blow the whistle on it, you are now an accomplice. So I want to be clear. In the federal government, there's a huge awakening. That's what this is about. In the police, there's a giant awakening. And in the military, there's the biggest. We're going to start the next hour, and we do have Adam Kokesh's producer coming on to give you an exclusive on what happened to him. Then I'll get into the details on the spy grid and how it affects you and what this means as a culture, the latest on the Trayvon Martin case and the police now confirming what we told you. There is organized plans for rioting. They're trying to stop it. At least locally, the Justice Department's been caught behind the scenes trying to stir it up. Also, we're going to get into Russia says Syrian mercenaries behind chemical attacks. Jetliner crash, other experts are now saying, according to Natural News, and it's a good bibliography, because the flights are so computerized that when there is a computer problem, the pilots don't even know how to fly anymore. We're going to be getting into that. We're going to be covering all of it today. But I want to announce a new incredible product. I'm going to be honest with you. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most powerful, best, most amazing, all-in-one, the essential 90 nutrients, minerals, trace elements, huge dosages of A, B, C, D, vitamin C, all of it out there. And almost all of it is really organic. But when you have hundreds of ingredients, it's very hard to get them all certified. Okay? So people for 2 years have wanted it. There's no product out there that's got hundreds of things in it like this that people can say is organic. 100% USDA certified and third-party certified. It took them 2 years. They did it. We're premiering it at InfoWarsHealth.com. It's premiering there, and you can get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. The lowest prices, the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine Citrus Peach Fusion, amazing flavor, the ultimate multivitamin mineral complex, premiering at InfoWarsHealth.com today, a 8,000 total ORAC per serving. Unbelievable what this does. Probiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more, trace minerals, antioxidants, whole foods. Ladies and gentlemen, I love both flavors. They've got the fruit punch, citrus, Beyond Tangy Tangerine that I love, and then they've got this. And I'm telling you, this is 100% citrus punch, the ultimate multivitamin mineral complex 2.0, certified, non-GMO, pesticide-free whole foods. Certified. It's easy to have one thing and certify it. This was a gargantuan, Herculean task. You want it, you've got it. You've got the old-fashioned Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I can't decide which one I like better. And quite frankly, this is pretty much certified. Most of this is certified, but they can't say that. This, ladies and gentlemen, is 100% USDA certified, but that's not what matters. It's third-party certified as well. So again, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, and there's also the toll-free number there on the site if you want to call and ask any questions or order online, InfoWarsHealth.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.